Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news element sponsored by element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at element.fm. Now to the news. Leading our headlines today, Fedora Workstation is gearing up for a significant strategic shift, as discussed by Michael Catanzaro, a prominent GNOME and Fedora contributor, is advocating for Fedora to strategically embrace FlatHub as the primary platform for distributing applications, reflecting the ever-changing landscape of desktop Linux. The thrust of Catanzaro's argument is for Fedora to remain relevant. It needs to focus on safety, reliability, and user preferences, chiefly by adopting an image-based distribution model. This strategy would bring Fedora in line with the growing popularity of FlatHub, which already serves a massive user base looking for easy application installation. While Snap and AppImage remain in the broader Linux ecosystem, FlatHub's seamless integration and extensive app library make it the focal point for the next generation of Fedora Workstation. The transition isn't happening overnight, of course. Traditional package-based options will still be available to those who prefer them, so no one's being left behind. Fedora is keen to balance familiarity with innovation, offering flexibility for power users while simplifying the experience for newcomers, a crucial step for desktop Linux adoption. At the heart of this conversation is the idea of moving to a safer, more reliable delivery mechanism for software, reducing the risks associated with complex dependency issues. It's also a nod to the broader momentum in open source, where user-centric approaches drive growth and sustainability. Shifting gears, let's dive into the world of laptops running Linux. At DebConf 25, Debian developer Christopher Obert highlighted some persistent challenges when getting Debian to run on Snapdragon X laptops. Unlike Ubuntu, which has specific tailored packages and a custom kernel build, Debian's out-of-the-box experience on Qualcomm platforms is still plagued by issues around ACPI and DTB compatibility. Some kernel features are simply missing, making the hardware feel hamstrung, and the documentation often leaves users confused and stuck. For those deciding between ARM-based Snapdragon machines and alternatives from AMD or Intel, these challenges can be a real deal-breaker, especially since the latter often offer better performance out of the gate. It's a space worthy of continued community attention as more devices hit the market, potentially prompting hardware makers and downstream projects to tighten their collaboration. On another front, Google's just announced its OSS Rebuild initiative, aiming squarely at the heart of open source security through reproducible builds. The project employs a declarative build approach enhanced by sophisticated instrumentation techniques, letting developers verify exactly what code ends up in their builds. By supporting major platforms like PyPI, NPM, and Crates.io right out of the box, OSS Rebuild has the potential to set new benchmarks for trusted and secure software distribution. For developers and maintainers, this means greater transparency into their software supply chains, helping to identify and squash security issues far earlier in the process. The emphasis on reproducibility is especially timely, given the rising volume and sophistication of attacks targeting open-source repositories, as seen with recent supply chain compromises. For organizations and end users alike, trust in open source often hinges on traceability, being able to confidently say the code running is precisely what developers intended. As Google rolls this out, keep an eye on how quickly downstream projects integrate these reproducibility requirements into their own workflows. Next up is a practical deep dive for developers and ops folks, understanding how Prometheus uses labels for observability. Prometheus has become an essential monitoring tool in modern software stacks, and much of its secret sauce lies in its flexible and powerful labeling system. By attaching labels to metrics, engineers can provide granular context that makes searching, filtering, and aggregating metrics straightforward and scalable. For best results, the community recommends some key strategies. Keep label sets minimal and consistent, prefer simple naming conventions, and avoid high cardinality labels. Labels aren't only about organization. They play a huge role in performance, as lower cardinality metrics are easier and faster to query, which is critical for large systems. Strategic use of labels also leads to more actionable alerts, sharper debugging, and richer dashboards, empowering teams to react quickly to issues in production. As observability matures, expect to see even tighter integrations between Prometheus, distributed tracing, and log management platforms, all leveraging the power of rich labels. Let's turn to the Linux kernel, where limited but exciting news is emerging about continued development of the QUIC protocol. QUIC, which underpins HTTP/3 and powers some of the world's busiest sites, is gaining traction at the kernel level. The newest round of improvements promises to enhance connection reliability, reduce latency, and improve overall network efficiency for open source environments. While details are still emerging, kernel support for QUIC means users can expect better performance, especially for workloads that demand low latency networking and smooth failover. It's yet another example of how rapid innovation in the Linux kernel is directly benefiting both cloud-native and desktop users alike. Security is a topic we revisit often, and with good reason. Alma Linux, Debian, Fedora, and Red Hat have each rolled out fresh rounds of security updates recently. Staying on top of these patches is vital for everyone from SYS admins to hobbyists, as unpatched systems remain prime targets for attacks and data breaches. It's a timely reminder to regularly check your update tools and security feeds, automate where you can, and double-check those critical systems. These seemingly minor updates often include vital fixes for vulnerabilities uncovered by researchers and responsible disclosure programs. If you're running production workloads or personal projects in the cloud, applying security updates takes just a few moments and keeps your data safe. Speaking of keeping your data accessible, the release of OpenSearch 3.0 dashboards is set to change the way users visualize and understand large, complex datasets. OpenSearch 3 brings powerful new visualization tools like Vega and Time Series Visual Builder, allowing for detailed charting and custom dashboards. These tools open up new ways to explore time series data or correlate disparate metrics, helping organizations make smarter, data-driven decisions. The enhanced customizability also means data teams can build visual stories around their datasets, making trends and outliers jump off the page for quick insights. OpenSearch is aiming to position itself as a flexible, accessible analytics suite for both open source communities and enterprise environments. Up next, let's get into privacy and law. A fascinating Law Journal article is putting the spotlight back on encryption backdoors and the Fourth Amendment in the United States. Specifically, it revisits the long-standing Juul_EC_PRNG controversy, where cryptographic backdoors were alleged to exist in widely used random number generators. The article raises essential questions about how government-mandated backdoors interface with constitutional protections around privacy, posing tough dilemmas for technologists, lawmakers, and the public. While backdoors can assist law enforcement, they open systems up to abuse and undermine public trust in everything from messaging apps to e-commerce. As new regulatory proposals appear worldwide, this debate will only intensify, making it vital for software professionals to stay informed and vocal about the implications. Whether you work in IT, policy, or just value your privacy online, stories like this remind us technology doesn't exist in a vacuum. Society and security are inevitably intertwined. For anyone running Windows applications on Linux, you've likely come across the Bottles app, which streamlines everything from wine configuration to environment management. But the team behind Bottles has sounded the alarm about their funding situation, urging the community to jump in and help keep the project sustainable. Developers cite mounting technical debt and a growing feature backlog as key obstacles, all of which require more resources to surmount. Crowdfunding, even in small amounts, can make a major difference, letting the maintainers focus on ironing out bugs, improving compatibility, and building out new features for users everywhere. So, if Bottles has helped you run that one essential Windows program or game, consider a small donation. It keeps open source healthy for everyone. In the world of hardware, the Argon 1UP laptop for Raspberry Pi Compute Module 5 is making waves as a sleek 14-inch portable, built especially for the Pi ecosystem. It combines premium design, advanced specs, and straightforward upgradability, making it a hit for makers, students, and developers looking for affordable flexibility. The open nature of the hardware is right at home with Raspberry Pi's ethos and has already generated excitement in forums and enthusiast communities across Australia and beyond. A further treat for desktop users. KDE Plasma's upcoming release, version 6.5, will feature rounded bottom window corners as a new default look. This simple tweak brings a fresher, more modern aesthetic, with plenty of customization options for users who want to personalize their desktop. The KDE team's attention to detail in both looks and workflow efficiency continues to solidify Plasma's reputation as a cutting-edge desktop environment. NVIDIA's open sourcing of its header files for Blackwell and Hopper series GPUs is more than just a symbolic gesture, opening new doors for Linux driver development and community projects. These technical details might sit beneath the surface, but better open driver support means higher performance and broader compatibility for Linux gamers and professionals. It's another rippling impact of open source ideals reaching into traditionally proprietary spaces, putting pressure on more vendors to follow suit for the benefit of Linux users globally. This week also saw Microsoft partner with the French government to create a digital replica of the Notre Dame Cathedral after the devastating 2019 fire. The project aims to preserve not only the historic structure but also to share its rich cultural heritage with a worldwide audience through interactive and immersive technologies. It's a standout example of how tech is being used in creative ways to document and protect irreplaceable works of architecture and history. As we look across all these stories, a few big themes emerge. Open source thrives on collaboration, transparency, and relentless innovation. Tech's rapid pace means both opportunities and new challenges, demanding that communities remain agile, proactive, and well-informed. Whether it's Fedora stepping boldly into the future with FlatHub, cloud-native projects doubling down on security and observability, or legal scholars defending privacy, the momentum is clear. The tools, policies, and hardware are rapidly evolving, empowering people everywhere to build, explore, and protect their digital lives. As we wrap up this week's episode, remember, staying current with open source news and updates isn't just for the pros. It's for everyone who wants to make the most of the technology shaping our world. Thanks for listening.